with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The bill that would tie border security with aid to Ukraine and Israel faces serious challenges by Republicans in the House. Correspondent Stephen Groves reports the bipartisan border bill is facing a wall of resistance.
What has really proven to be the downfall of this bill so far is a compromise on border security aimed at kind of gaining control of the asylum cases that are processed at the border. Republicans have really been reluctant to give Biden a political win on an issue that they see as one of his biggest vulnerabilities heading into the election.
House Speaker Mike Johnson quickly dismissed its chance of passage. The $118 billion proposal is the best chance for President Biden to resupply Ukraine with wartime aid, but Johnson said the bill won't succeed in the House. A second atmospheric river blasts California.
California's governor declared a state of emergency for multiple counties as a slow-moving storm dubbed a Pineapple Express brought winds gusting over 80 miles per hour and up to 9 inches of rain in some areas, with more rain in Southern California today. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say the low-pressure system is moving slowly, which is why the rainfall totals are so high. Meteorologist Mike Wofford.
The combination with the strong winds and the low pressure all kind of combining to really create a very dangerous storm across the area.
Andrew Turner Jr. in San Diego tells KGTV he's still recovering from last week's storm.
I can go for 60 days of dry weather right now. I had enough rain.
I'm Jennifer King.
Buckingham Palace says that King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and has begun treatment. The palace said Monday the cancer is not related to the king's recent treatment for a benign prostate condition. It did not say what form of cancer the 75-year-old monarch has. This is SRN News. Who are the Christians?
Older folks, mostly. A new survey by the Public Religion Research Institute looks at the religious affiliation of America's various generations, and it finds that about 80% of senior citizens identify as Christian. The percentages drop the younger you go. 76% of baby boomers say they are Christians, along with 68% of Generation X, 54% of millennials, and 54% of Gen Z. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Over the warnings of clergymen and pro-family advocates, Virginia lawmakers are looking to expand gambling in the state. Dueling legislative proposals backed by different gambling companies would open the door for an expansion of betting machines in businesses such as gas stations, restaurants, and convenience stores. Critics of the gambling machines have raised many concerns, from reports of crime linked to the devices to worries that children will become desensitized to gambling. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slipped following the latest evidence that the economy remains strong, which could delay the cuts to interest rates that Wall Street wants. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% from its all-time high. McDonald's was a heavyweight after it reported weaker revenue than expected. Some of the sharpest action was in the bond market, where yields climbed after the chair of the Federal Reserve said again the cuts to interest rates are unlikely to begin in March. The Dow was down 274 points to finish at 38,380. The NASDAQ lost 31 to 15,597. The S&P 500 dropped 15 points to 49.42. New York oil rose 50 cents to $72.78 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.